The Average Network presents episode 74 of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World. We journey to the White House where the president is on the move.
Mr. President.
The guinea pig is on the
Mr.
move.
President. Quit calling me that, Agent Pooter.
Reuther, sir. Bill Reuther. I've been on your team since Austin, sir.
Well, I can't remember everything.
Yes, sir, I've noticed. Guinea pig in Corridor A, Northeast.
Why don't you call me Eagle? You called Clinton Eagle.
We got tired of it, Mr. President. Approaching political advisor's office.
Huh. Hey, Susan, Rove in there?
He's in with Mr. Card and Dr. Rice, Mr. President.
Where, buddy, up?
Mr. President.
Hello, Mr. President.
Carl, my numbers ain't good. What's going wrong?
Have you been reading the papers again, George?
Heck no.
It's the TV. Last week he saw Bill Myers and he hid under his bed all night.
Well, I did not. Well, I come out about 2 a.m. for a sandwich. How come my numbers is down?
Because you aren't very popular, sir.
Huh.
Things aren't going that well, sir.
And the Democrats are doing their convention. They're getting a lot of attention. It'll change.
The American people love you, sir. At least some of them do.
Well over 70% among white male born-again evangelical Christians with high school diplomas or less.
And you're almost 90% among toxic polluters.
Well, that's pretty good, ain't it?
Well, to be honest, not really, Mr. President. We were thinking about announcing that you had a painful but not too debilitating disease to get your sympathy levels up. Dropsy or the vapors or something.
We ain't gonna cut into my vacation time, is it?
George, no matter how much Cheney encourages you, you take plenty of vacations already. You had one while you were pretending to study the 9/11 report.
Yeah, well, fell off my mountain bike again.
It didn't help your sympathy numbers. You still looked like Jerry Ford.
We've warned you about two-wheel vehicles, sir.
Hey, what the heck?
Mr. George Bush?
Yeah? Ow, hey! Ow, dang, what was that?
Susan, get me Ashcroft. That was Osama bin Laden.
Bin Laden? Well, I thought we had him under wraps somewheres.
We
Ouch,
got
him
to show at the convention, but he got away in the old secret passages. He's a tricky one, Mr. President.
Don't worry. We'll get him before the convention, I hope.
Nobody really knows how many passages there are.
Come in, Ashcroft.
Hey, John.
Hello, Mr. Attorney General.
Howdy, folks. Cartoons later,
what,
George.
What, dang? Ow.
What's the matter, George? You got a toothache?
John, Osama bin Laden just hit George with an old frying pan. He's loose in the passages, I'm afraid.
Sort of hurts. All round up a posse. Post haste.
Mr. Attorney General, you can't take horses through the walls of the White House.
All right. How about rafts?
No, John, not rafts either.
Motorcycles.
No motorcycles. You could unleash the hounds.
Now you're talking, by gobs.
But the hounds have to remember to leave him recognizable.
We'll try. Well, let's talk about me some more. When am I going to start winning again?
We're hoping for a big boost at the convention.
Well, we ain't getting it.
Not this convention, George. The RNC in New York next month.
We going to have stars? I want Charlton Heston.
Alzheimer's.
I want Clint Eastwood.
Doesn't like you.
I want Patrick
British.
Stewart.
Liberal.
I want Meryl Streep.
Democrat.
I want John Wayne.
Dead.
Sounded like good choices to me, George.
Never. Nevertheless, we have signed Arnold,
Liberal,
Rudy Giuliani,
Braver and Me,
Barbara Streisand's manicurist's brother, and Britney Spears.
Britney Spears?
We're trying to add Ralph Nader.
Then I'll get to shoot him a week before the election, won't I?
You'll like that, won't you, Ashcroft?
Makes my heart soar like a prairie breeze at sunset, by gobs. Just one problem, Kyle.
And that is?
What if it's Ralph gets the nomination?
Oh, dear. That's one we hadn't considered, Carl.
Oh, couldn't happen, could it, Condi?
Well, I thought of it. Look at this. We developed it at NSA. It's an exploding granola bar.
Huh. Chocolate chip. Does it work?
Call that agent you don't like.
Hey, yeah. Special Agent Pooter.
Sir?
Have a granola bar.
Yes, sir.
Hey, not bad. Is he ever gonna fall over?
Probably. Ah, there he goes.
Sure to fun, ain't it? Hope you got a lot of them commie candy bars.
Oh, we have quite a few. Then in early September, the Mars rovers will find that face on Mars as a portrait of you put there millions of years ago.
Wow, really?
No, not Why really, gosh. But it'll be 2010 before we have to admit it.
That way we can claim you as divinely ordained.
We might even be able to get you a third term that way.
No problem. Weekly World News readers alone should get us over the top.
Well, it better. Well, I can be right ornery when I don't get Dick Cheney's way on stuff. And I'm the avenging angel of death, come amongst my enemies to strike their hearts with sacred iron. And that's my ruling.
You see why I like him?
John, put your gun away.
Oh, Ashcroft, you're such a card.
What? Oh.
Card.
Episode 74 of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World, was written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and the Average Network. All celebrity impersonations were created from tiny fragments of conversations overheard at the Democratic Convention and gurglings from the Republican Truth Squad plumbing system in downtown Boston. This is Pablo DeFlies for The Average Network, asking you to stay tuned!